This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Austin just keeps getting information overload.
No such thing. You find a corner for it. Find a nook and cranny.
Yeah, it's all information, right? And you find out who people are. It's pretty cool. 402-464-5685. Sorry, Heyman text on. You want to be a part of what we're doing for the next hour. WTF will take us through Don't Punt Hour with Mornay Pearsonell, Chancellor Brewington, then an NIL conversation tonight from 9 to 10 with an attorney buddy of mine in D.C., David Dirks, who could help us break down what the boundaries are, the rules of engagement when it comes to NIL, and to break up some of the myths, the things that we believe you can do that you can't actually do. We'll have that conversation tonight as well here on The Ticket. Austin, before we get too deep in our favorite hero villains, let them know about the Mercado.
Certified Piedmontese, every type of meat and every type of cut. Two Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock and 30th and Yankee Hill. You need to know those if you're not going to join us up in Omaha tomorrow. If you are up in Omaha, there's a Mercado location, 168th and Maple. We will be at Blur. There's food there, tickets available. If you're not going to be able to make the party, stop by the Mercado. They're fired up Friday. Lunch special runs from 11 to 2, and then come see us.
It's going to be a busy couple of days. In Omaha, we'll run the full gamut from 10 to 6. Tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I am slightly more amped than I expected to be with Virginia playing in the 1 o'clock opener against North Carolina. Dirty Tar Heels. Again, the only way that Dirty Tar Heels, if we're going to talk about them in that way, you understand it more than anybody else in this state. Dirty Tar Heels. If you're going to talk about that evil empire in Chapel Hill, North Cackalack, the only way in that space that we mention them, Dirty Tar Heel. That's it. Everybody else in the ACC, Dirty Tar Heels. So
I learned something a couple weeks ago, DP, on that front. That makes sense now that I actually thought about it critically, but might not have thought of before. Obviously, you think Duke's the private school, Carolina's the rich the public school. But you think of Duke as the rich private school. Yeah, there's a lot of money there, but Duke actually has a smaller budget than Carolina and NC State. You know? So Duke's actually the little guy in this. Carolina's the evil empire big brother. Duke gets thought of as, oh, you're the rich, preppy, snobby, whatever. It's okay, private school reputation. But Carolina's actually got the state money, and Duke doesn't.
It was the nerve of Duke to become good at a sport that the Dirty Tar Heels thought they had ownership of. Understand that Tobacco Road was all about the Tar Heels. And then Jim Valvano, prior to that, the great legend Norm Sloan with David Skywalker, Thompson, Monty Tau, Rick Burleson, Tim Stoddard, David, those guys, the nerve of you to get on par with UCLA and the great Wooden teams. The nerve of you. The nerve of you. Don't you understand? And they panic because, oh my goodness, we have to. this belonged to us. And then the Army brat coach shows up, and they're laughing. Yeah. The guy with the funny name is going to compete with the legend.
He was 500 at Army. What can he do?
What's he going to do in the ACC? What were you thinking? What were y'all thinking? Oh, because Bobby Knight says he's a pretty good coach? What's he know? Yeah, he had a perfect season last year. But okay, fine. Fine. And then Johnny Dawkins and company. My buddy Turk last night mentioned on one-on-one, Danny Maher.
Oh, there's a name.
Right? Like, we were talking about great Canadian players. Danny Maher. And he, like, yeah, that was one of Coach K's favorite players. And Carolina had all of the resources. They had all the money. They had the best record in football. They had the best record in baseball. They had the best record in basketball. They had the best record in football. Mm-hmm. At the time, they were coming off sending to the NFL the greatest defensive player to ever live. Lawrence Taylor was a holy terror. Mm-hmm. Coming out, he was a dirty Tar Heel. Look, mm-hmm. when he was with the Giants, I still had more respect for him as a Giant than I did dirty Tar Heels.
Woo!
Like, he'd come to RFK, I'm still mad over that Carolina blue mm-hmm. more than I am the Giants blue.
The Carolina blue and the Argyle, both. Like, is there a more, like, arrogant pattern than Argyle?
This was, you know what's funny? There are those stadiums in the country that still run that Argyle. Like, Tennessee used to do it.
Yeah.
A lot. They mm-hmm. they did it. My friend, shout out Lori Cousins in Charlotte. She's a Vol fanatic, and her family. And we literally debated over that the checkered Argyle-ish end zones mm-hmm. of the 60s was better than having the logos in the end zone. Mm-hmm. Austin Orman, I ask you. Checkerboard end zones, logoed end zones.
I have come to know Tennessee for the checkerboard, and not a lot of places do it. So I will give Tennessee the checkerboard, but very few other places. Is that fair?
All of it is fair. That Alabama used to use the checkerboard.
I don't see that one.
Well, I mean, Tennessee's colors are so good.
Yeah.
Like orange and white. And
a little smoky gray in there sometimes.
Yep. And Fanatics. So, of course, they're coming to town. They're coming to town.
Yep.
Vols advanced to the World Series. And when they were playing in the elimination game to determine who was going to get to the College World Series, they wore black jerseys. Tennessee wore black jerseys. And you would have thought, oh my goodness, blasphemous. This is unbelievable. That's not the color. That's not mm-hmm. like, and then I flash back and think, when the Huskers went to the black shirt jerseys, a lot of the conversation I heard was, nope, don't do it.
Not doing it.
They're either white. Like, your thoughts on gray Husker jerseys?
I would need to be talked into it. Depends on how they decided to use the accent colors. I think gray with white numbers and red trim could actually pop. It would have to be the right gray. I don't think you can do like a silver. I don't think you can do like a deep gray necessarily. I think it has to be a pretty middle of the road gray with like scarlet that really pops and makes the white numbers pop.
Best Husker jersey ever.
I mean, it's hard to go wrong with just the classic home red on white.
What year?
White helmet.
What year?
Oh, man. Can you argue with championships? Like, do they get a leg up by default?
But the 71-72 jerseys were way different than the 94-95.
They were.
Like, I don't think Jerry Tagge ever finished a game with a complete jersey.
No.
Like, no. I don't think you could see his number.
No. You just had to know.
Like, yeah. He's understanding it's taggy.
Yeah.
Like, they would rip that apart. Mm-hmm. And I still want a petition for the Huskers for, I don't care if it's spring game, I don't care if it's just practice, but give me back for one game the midriff, tearaway, red jerseys.
Yeah. The crop tops, all of it.
Give me...
neck rolls.
Yep, like... just from
shoulder pads up to the ears.
Give me one, just one of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if it's the open practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You could take them off, have them signed, put them into an NIL pool, divide it amongst the team.
Mm-hmm.
Message.
But is it cooler if the whole team does it, or if the linemen do it? Or, like, the right linebacker does, or the right running back does.
Well, if there's 100 players who play in this exhibition, they all go in the pool. Listen, if you're a player at Nebraska and your jersey goes for $1,000, you get the $1,000. $2,000. $500. $300.
Whatever it is.
That's NIL. Mm-hmm. Listen, that would be a way to do it. Spring game, don't just send 60,000 people out of the building. Have an online auction for the jerseys from that day. Make them a special jersey. Mm-hmm. Why am I giving them so many really good ideas that they just don't listen to? Just imagine.
Because it's kind of mind-blowing they haven't had these ideas anyways,
but
right?
First practice of this season, right? That's the day to have a red midriff jersey that has a 2024 patch on it. And sure. Then everybody who plays that day will sign that jersey. And it goes online, and people bid on them. And you don't even have to be in the building.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But it would be amazing. 100 jerseys, you would probably generate $20,000, $30,000,
$40,000. DP, hear me out here.
Yep.
Hear me out here. What number does Dylan Raiola wear?
15.
What number did Tommy Frazier wear?
15.
Wonder if you could tie some past and some present together with a midriff uniform in some way.
You could do that in full. Even if you did, here's the other thing. You could have special helmets. Now, the upfront cost is more.
Mm-hmm.
But think of the excitement of 60,000 people in the stadium and the tens of thousands of Husker alumni watching it online who could bid on a jersey for their wall. Now, you know the ticket would be in the fight. Right? Like, I mean, we got a wall full of Husker jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
I would want, right? Texas said they could go gray. That would be a day where you could go gray.
Sure.
That would be a day for you to have the offense in white with the
gray end, pants.
And the defense you have with black shirts. Right? And then you auction them off. As a matter of fact, this is the thing. Imagine that Dylan would have four jerseys that he wears in the scrimmage.
One per quarter.
One per quarter. He signs it first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. Free money. How much money would K-State Tominaga jerseys have made if he signed them and sold them in PBA last year?
So much.
Right, like just so, so much. So much money.
Most of, if not all of, the money.
I just think like that there are ways. Yep, the current Nebraska baseball jerseys with the cursive lettering. I saw one of those available at Alumni Hall. It's actually in the window. And then the Go Big Red shop. They've sold more baseball jerseys this year in the Haymarket than they have in the 5 years I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And I love those. But here's also the other thing. Can I say this publicly?
Please.
Why is it that sports stores don't sell big man shirts? It's Nebraska, home of the corn feds. 3XL and 4XL is not that extraordinary here.
Yeah.
Like, and here's the deal. If you sell the jerseys, people will buy them. If you do not sell them, they can't be bought. Them. Like, I just don't understand why.
If you build it, they will come. If you print it, they will buy.
Did you go to Husker softball this year?
Did not get a chance, no.
Because I wanted to know, text line, let me know. Did they sell Jordy Ball jerseys this year at the park? If anybody can tell me whether they did or not. And if they did, I want to know what the move is for next year. Because, again, for all the NIL, right, that all of this, if you want to do NIL for players, if you, and I don't mean the bootleg jerseys that kind of, like, it's kind of Nebraska color, kind of Nebraska number, and you put the name of the player on it. No, I'm talking about give people something of quality, an actual jersey. Right? That if you said every player, you invite everybody down and say that we're going, this is NIL day, and we're going to ask you all to pay $10, $20 to come to Memorial Stadium. But I'm going to guarantee you that you get a picture with every Husker that you want to take a picture with for a set amount.
Mm.
For set amount. And I'm pretty sure that 20,000 people show up.
Could be.
Does that add to your pool of money?
Sure doesn't take away from it.
Greatly exposes the program.
Mm-hmm.
Allows fans to connect. You find out, you know what happens when you meet Dylan Raiola? You realize he's a good young man. And you root harder for him. You support him more.
Mm-hmm.
You listen, I just, to me, there's opportunities in this thing that we need to go. And I just think from a jersey standpoint,
that's an easy one.
Do they sell Letterman's jackets?
I don't believe so.
I didn't even go to school here. You know the white Husker sweater with the red end, the long sleeve with the stripes? Mm-hmm. I would buy a Nebraska cardigan tomorrow. Tomorrow. Great Christmas, great birthdays, everything. Everything. And then what I would offer as well is that every fan could personalize a jersey. Because then it's yours for you. I don't know. 70,000 fans. 70,000 jerseys. Most of those will grow out of them or outsize them or otherwise. That's pretty good money. Crowbait, you're right. He says he wishes they still made the Husker starter jacket.
The Husker one's the Big Eight. One, I know a lot of people.
All in. All in. All in. I'm reading some of these text line. Husker Jake says, Husker online shop sold Husker gymnastics leotards in loose youth sizes that was legit sold out in a day. You like, I don't understand. I've said this, and I'll repeat it here, because in a time where there are things you're not sure about with Husker athletics, right? Directionally, you're not sure. But what you do know is that the Husker logo has value.
Mm-hmm.
It has value.
That's why you're so protective of it.
But if you offer things of quality, people don't look for the other.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look for the other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I need is the Husker, the white cardigan, and then remember the old 1920s hat? It's kind of a floppy hat with a bill that they would wear.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll buy it now. Gimme.
Classy.
Gimme. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I love Husker Blazers.
Mm.
Love them. Love them. Make nice ones. Sell them. Hey, you know what you do? Again, $1 million idea. You can have it. Huskers, go to Gary Michaels. Go to Gary Michaels. Legendary.
Mm-hmm.
Every player and every coach gets a Husker Blazer for game day for the walk.
Mm.
Name inside the Blazer.
Right there.
Yep. Right?
Mm-hmm.
End of year, auction that bad boy off. Sign it.
Mm.
Do that with those really cool warm-ups.
Yeah.
End of year, sign it.
Sell it. Profit.
I'm just saying, there are opportunities. I get frustrated because there's so many ways, right? Big Bird says this, and we'll get to some of these texts when we come back. So people have been clamoring for years to be able to purchase the coach's swag. Like, it's really a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That, so, and I'll say this, like, when Mickey left, not for nothing, but somehow, some of that stuff ended up in my closet. you know, just saying. And it's really cool. Yep. And this is really good. It says, I can still see Doug DuBose running down the sideline with the number 22 flopping in the wind like crazy in the mid cutoffs.
Yes.
And there used to be the memorabilia shop down here on the corner that closed. And in the building, they had a Doug DuBose practice jersey that I paid for, and then the shop closed. And it went back. Well, here's the thing. He pulled it and sent it to Doug to sign.
Mm-hmm.
Doug kept it. Doug kept it. And I couldn't be mad at it. I'm like, that's a donation. That's a donation. I'm not even mad that you got your own stuff. But in there, I wonder where all that really cool gear was that was in that store. Because
someone has it.
Well, the owner still has it. The guy that ran the store still has it. It's probably in his basement somewhere.
Yeah.
But they had the old-fashioned sideline winter. They're not ponchos, but they were the full-length coats.
Yeah. Yeah.
The weather-resistant foot. He had one of those. And my first day in Lincoln, I took a picture in one of those. And it's one of my favorite pictures.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, we'll get back to our hero villains, the people that you love. You love them if they play for you. You can't stand them if they play against you. DP, Austin Norman, The Ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.